Well, I grew up on a small homestead in New Hampshire, and I've always been around a lot of people working. I started working on farms myself when I was about 13 years old, and I've always also been very interested in the working body. I injured myself when I was very young, and I knew that there, could be a better way to do this work. And I guess the biggest inspiration is just that I love farming and I want to be able to do it for a long time, and I want other people to be able to do this really important work without having the pains and the injuries that they often have to suffer through.
Now, when it comes to farmers, I know for some limited experience of summers spent on my grandmother's dairy farm that this is a very demanding physical labor. What are the most frequent injuries that that farmers encounter?
Well, it depends on the type of farmer. As you could probably guess, a dairy farmer has a lot of different responsibilities and work than, say, someone who is running a large vegetable CSA. But most commonly, people come in with low back problems, and in the wintertime, I see a lot of wrist problems as well. From all of the, regardless of what type of farming you're doing, there's always a lot of heavy lifting involved, and also sometimes long stints in the summer on tractors if you're doing, any type of cultivation or, hay making, that kind of stuff. And both heavy lifting and work on large machines can be pretty hard on the low back, so I see a lot of that.
And what are some of the things that you counsel people to do?
Well, if someone comes in for a massage, I obviously work with their soft tissue and try to see if there's any adhesions or, splinting that I can help them repair or recover from. But as far as in my workshops, like the workshop I'll be doing at the NOFA Winter Conference this weekend, I mostly teach the basics of anatomy and how the body works to do things like heavy lifting and what it's like when you inside your body when you're sitting on a tractor, what happens to your muscles. And then it's, if you understand the way the machine works, you can be a little bit better prepared for avoiding injury instead of having to recover from it. But mostly I just talk to people about posture, about, preparing for work before they go out, and then restoring from work when they get home. Just simple things that you can do that can really help your body have a head start in staying safe and a little bit in less pain.
So give me an example. What are some of the things that people can do?
For low back, like we were talking about, something that you can do before you go out is just warming up. If you're going to be going out to, do root vegetables or some sort of harvest, or if you're, going out and you're a mechanic and you're going to be under a car all day or something like that, if you do just a little bit of warm up, get your blood flowing, get the circulation moving, then there'll be more oxygen to your muscles. Your muscles will be warmer, a little bit more prepared to work. Simple stretches that you can do are always good, depending on the person's flexibility. And then afterwards, if you feel like you're in pain, take care of it before it turns into a bigger issue. So if you come home and your low back hurts, rest and, ice it and make sure that you take care of something before it becomes a big problem.
Do you have a lot of clients that are farmers?
Yeah, I have a fair number of farmer clients. I have clients who I barter with for a CSA share over at Riverland in Sunderland. This past summer, I had a lot of clients who are farm interns, so people who this may be like their first or second summer on a farm, and so they're kind of just starting to realize how the work is affecting their physical body, and they want to, take care of it before it becomes a problem. But then I also have clients who are old-time farmers who have been doing it for many years, and they have pretty substantial injuries that, at this point it's mostly just about pain management. But I would say, as far as my clients for my massage practice, it's about half and half farmers and then half other tradespeople and, people who aren't in the trades at all.
Do farmers have kind of a he-man mentality when it comes to injuries that, I'll just shake it off and get back up on the, they don't get back up on the horse these days, but get back up on the tractor?
Yeah, I'm not working hard enough unless I'm in pain mentality is definitely something that I run up against a lot, especially in my workshops. A lot of times, like, well, it hurts, but it's not that big of a problem. It's all about just, trusting that if it hurts, there's something going on. But it's the he-man mentality can only get you so far, and I find that a lot of times, People don't want to miss work, and especially farmers, especially people in the trades, carpenters, mechanics. They most of the time are running their own business, and they can't afford to be out with their back blown out or out with their shoulder in a lot of pain. So they want to take care of it and do this kind of preventative work. So I run into it a little bit, but not as you would think.
Is most of the membership in the Northeast Organic Farming Association actually are backyard gardeners. What type of injuries are they at risk for, and how would you counsel them?
The biggest problem is knees. There's a lot of kneeling and getting up and down from your knees a lot. And so I see a lot of, especially in the summertime, I see a lot of knee stuff for the backyard gardener. But I'll be doing another workshop for the Hadley Garden Center Winter Education Series in February on the 2nd. And so that'll be more doing a workshop about body mechanics specifically for herbs and hobby farmers.
How can people get in touch with you if they want more information?
My website is www.theflexiblefarmer.com, and it has all of the information about me and about my practice and about my workshops. But if anyone who's listening is in Worcester, they can come out to the NOFA Winter Conference, and I'll be presenting a workshop specifically on how to keep your body strong throughout the winter at 9 a.m.